for us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Preach, preach.
Amen. Like you take your Bibles, please, and turn with us over to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17. A very familiar passage of Scripture, but I think what we're going to look at here tonight is really going to line up with our first three sermons this evening. And I do hope and pray it'll be an encouragement to everybody. And you'll have to forgive me, my voice has been going downhill ever since this morning. I was almost done with the route, and all of a sudden, there it goes. And I'm like, well, we'll get through this weekend somehow, amen? All right, so I trust you have found 1 Samuel 17. If you'll please stand, we'll just read one verse. I would like to read verse number 8. And he, talking about Goliath, stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine and ye servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. Goliath here is challenging the army of Israel. Basically, he's asking, you know, just who are you people? What I'd like to share with you tonight is this simple thought. Be true to who you are. Abba, Father, we thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. And we do hope and pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, to present the sermon the way that you'd have us to. And help us, Father, please, because we cannot do it on our own. Not a one of us can. We all need you, Father, in every aspect of our lives. Help us, Lord, please, to be true to you exactly as you'd have us to be, Father. We ask, Lord, for all the churches looking for a pastor, they'd find the right man. Pray, Father, for your holy wisdom to be upon each one of these people that is searching diligently for the man you'd have for them. And for those men who are looking for a church to pastor, be with them, Father, please. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So be true to who you are. Now, every day in our Christian lives, it's a battle. Sometimes it is a big battle. Sometimes it's a little bitty battle. Sometimes there's just a whole bunch of little battles throughout the course of the day. We're all going to be going through them. The possibilities are limitless as to what we can go through, Brother Terrence. Amen. How we respond to them, though. How we react to what's going on there is going to dictate how successful, how victorious, or how big a failure we are going to be. Now we've got here in our scripture, we've got the nation of Israel on one side of the Valley of Elah, and on the other side we've got the enemy, the Philistines, the big bullies, the guys who they've come here to whoop them. Satan has come here to whoop you. It don't matter if you are sitting in the church house or the outhouse or in the barn or wherever. It don't matter. Satan is here to oppose you. Why? Because you belong to him. I hope you do anyways. But what he's going to do is he's going to sit here and he's going to try to dictate, Brother DJ, the situation to us, to twist it around, to make it so as that he can pit us against one another. So as that he can make us feel like we are so big and bad and we can take on this situation and we're not ready. The last thing he wants us to do, though, is to humble ourselves before an almighty God and let him do the fighting for us. I'd like to show you real quickly here three types of people that we could be if we are going to be true to who we are. And I hope and pray that the first two is not someone that you are. My prayer is that each one of us will be able to say that we fall into the third category here this morning. But I want you to know it's going to be up to you. The first one we see is Goliath the better. In verses 8 and 9 it says, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down and fight with me. And if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. In other words, he was betting on his own strength. He was saying, look at me. I'm twice the size of any of you runts. I'm bigger. I'm badder. I'm going to win. And you can't do nothing to stop me neither. Feel like coming over here one of Terrence's boys. It's my buddies. So I'm going to beat you up. You know why I'm going to beat you up? Because I'm bigger than you. I'm uglier too. You can say amen to that. But he's betting on his strength. Hey, church, if we're going to be betting on our strength, we've already lost.
Amen.
We can't do it. He was betting on Israel was going to be serving Saul. He said, are you not servants to Saul? He didn't say, are you not servants to God? Are you servants to Saul? Who are we serving, church? Are we serving self? Are we serving the pastor here? Or are we serving God? Are we serving our pride? Or are we serving that meekness that Brother Ethan was talking about? The enemy's betting on us to be doing it wrong.
Yep.
You know what else? He was betting on David being too small. You can skip all the way down to verse number 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, I picture him looking out there, and here comes David, and he's like, well, maybe I need some contacts or something. You know, he looks a little small, but it must be one of those optical illusions, Josh. You know, he's going to be bigger by the time he gets here. And he says, saw David. He disdained him.
Yep.
Man, he didn't like this boy none. For he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. What in the world's a pretty boy coming here to whoop me for? You all are nuts. Get a man out here. This boy looks like he should be sitting at home, that he should be underneath the palm trees there with the pink lemonade, resting up, doing his nails, while he's got one of those cabana boys sitting there fanning him, laying out by the pool. Church, are we betting on our looks to get the job done? I look the part of a preacher. I got me on a nice suit. I got my hair done just right. I've got me a great big Bible under my arm.
Preacher.
That ain't going to amount to a hill of beans.
Come on. Amen.
But Goliath's better. Are you betting on it too?
Come on.
Don't bet. Now, the other one could be someone like Eliab. He's a bully. Look with me in verse number 28. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Man, can I just put this where the rubber meets the road? He's one of the brethren who's a bully. I'm sorry, church. But not everybody filling these pews is on your side.
Amen.
DJ got to preach tonight first. Why didn't you let me preach first tonight? Man, why'd you hold me to fourth? I don't understand. My pride's on the line here.
Come on.
You know, really, you know, DJ hasn't preached in 3 or 4 months. You know, he maybe you should have just not preached it tonight, you know.
Come on.
But DJ, man, you're the man. DJ, you haven't preached in 3 or 4 months. What made you think you could get up here and preach tonight? Don't you think you need to hit that altar first and get things right? Because obviously there's something wrong with you. Church, that's bullying him. Church, that's sitting here saying you ain't good enough to get the job done. That's sitting here running my mouth to someone else there about him. That's still bullying him. And some of the brethren will do that. Eliab was doing that to David there. What are you doing here? I know the pride of your heart. I know what you've got in mind. I know you ain't up to any good. And why was he that way? Well, first of all, he was because he was the eldest. You get back over there to chapter number 16, verse number 6, and Jesse parades his boys before Samuel there, and he starts with the eldest and goes on down. And some people, they will get it in their hearts, preachers. Some people will get it in their hearts, people. I've been saved longer than you. I think I deserve a little more respect. I think God should be the one using me to do this. Why in the world is this person over here getting to be doing it? All they're doing is bullying. All they're doing is sitting here saying, I was saved first. I was called to preach first. I did this first. It's supposed to be me and my turn. I hope you're not going to be true to that.
Come on, help us, help us.
You know why else he was a bully? He got passed over. It's true. Verse number 7, it talks about how God told Samuel, man, don't look. Don't look on the outside there. I look upon the heart. He got passed over. Not only Josh was he the eldest, but he got passed over. How many people do we know of, not in here, but you know, other places, they will get downright mad because they got passed over for the promotion.
Preacher.
Someone else got it. Don't matter that that's someone else doing their due diligence and working hard and knows what they're doing, and they got the promotion. It don't matter that God has got this person lined up to go and do this thing, and God's got something else for them to do. No, all they see is, well, I wanted that. I should have that. Why not me? And as a result, they'll bully that person. Might even run them out of the pulpit. Might even run them out of the church. What was it you said, Ethan? We're supposed to be looking for the wounded, not to wound them? Well, those people are looking for the wounded to further wound them. They say the Christian army is the only army in the world that shoots its own wounded.
Come on.
Are we going to be a bully like that? Because we get passed over because we're the eldest?
Come on.
May I say that 1 Samuel 17, verse number 11, tells us another reason why Eliab was a bully. Because he was afraid, Terrence. That's all there was to it. He was afraid. Goliath comes out there and he's hiding back here. What are we going to do? We can't do that. We've never done it that way before. It won't work because we've never done it that way before. I'm afraid to try something new. We get into trouble. But hopefully you like that third person. And you can be true to that third person. Who's that third person? Well, that's David the Brave. Over in 1 Samuel 17, verse 37, it talks about how David went out there and he got that lamb out of the lion's mouth. How he rescued the lamb from the bear there. He went out and he wasn't afraid to take a stand. He knew that if he was supposed to, as the shepherd, he was supposed to take care of the sheep. Yeah. And if he was going to lose one of them, he at least had to bring back a part of it to show proof that he did his best. He didn't just bring back part of it. He brought back the whole lamb.
Amen.
Church, are we doing that? Are we bringing back the whole lamb? Are we bringing back that lost one who desperately needs us? Are we praying for those brothers, for those sisters who've gotten away from God? It may have been 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago that they were faithful, but they've gotten out of the will of God. Are you praying for them now? Are you driving them nuts, letting them know how I'm praying for you? Are you doing all you can to stand in the gap? He was brave enough to defend the defenseless, talking about that lamb there. He was brave enough to cover the fear of the soldiers. While all the other soldiers are hiding behind the rocks, they're hiding in the caves, they're hiding behind King Saul, who's hiding behind his bodyguards, David's marching out there and saying, I'm going to whoop that boy. I don't care, he's twice as big as me. Have you not seen the God I serve?
Woo! Amen. Hallelujah.
Mountain, meet God. And he was brave enough to stand for God. Verse number 45. Then said David to the Philistine, Now comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord God of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give thy carcass unto the host of the Philistines this day, unto the fowls of the air. He was brave enough to take a stand, church. Are we willing to take a stand? Are we willing to be true to what God's made us? He's made us more than conquerors. He has made us a promise that we can be successful. Have I not commanded thee? Church, I'm asking you only this one thing here in closing. Who are you? Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Oh, Father, we thank you, God, for being so good. And we pray, Father, for your help, Lord, because we want to be faithful. We want to be true to the one that you have made us to be. Fear is easy. Faith's hard. Lord, help my unbelief.
Help us, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for all you've done for us. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.